Good morning. Today is Saturday, November 9th, 2024. And this is of course Daily Morning Prayer, Right 2. We begin on page 79 of the Book of Common Prayer. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Come, let us adore him. Please join me now in the 390, beginning on page 82 of the Book of Common Prayer. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you will hearken to his voice. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Come, let us adore him. The psalm for today are Psalm 23 and Psalm 27. Psalm 23 begins on page 612 of the Book of Common Prayer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul, and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 27 begins on page 617 of the Book of Common Prayer. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, it was they, my foes and my adversaries, who stumbled and fell. Though an army should encamp against me, yet my heart shall not be afraid. And though war should rise up against me, yet will I put my trust in him. One thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he shall keep me safe in his shelter. He shall hide me in the secrecy of his dwelling, and set me high upon a rock. Even now he lifts up my head above my enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his dwelling an oblation with sounds of great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hearken to my voice, O Lord, when I called. Have mercy on me and answer me. You speak in my heart and say, seek my face. Your face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not your face from me. Now turn away your servant in displeasure. You have been my helper. Cast me not away. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will sustain me. Show me your way, O Lord. Lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Deliver me not into the hand of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen up against me, and also those who speak malice. What if I had not believed that I should see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Oh, tarry and await the Lord's pleasure. Be strong, and he shall comfort your heart. Wait patiently for the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our first reading is from Ecclesiastes chapter 51, verse 1 to 12. I give you thanks, O Lord and King, and praise you, O God, my Savior. I give thanks to your name, for you have been my protector and helper, and have delivered me from destruction and from the trap laid by a slanderous tongue, from lips that fabricate lies. In the face of my adversaries, you have been my helper and delivered me. In the greatness of your mercy and of your name, from grinding teeth about to devour me, from the hand of those seeking my life, from the many troubles I endured, from choking fire on every side, and from the midst of fire that I had not kindled, from the deep belly of Hades, from an unclean tongue and lying words, the slander of an unrighteous tongue to the king. My soul drew near to death, and my life was on the brink of Hades below. They surrounded me on every side, and there was no one to help me. I looked for human assistance, and there was none. Then I remembered your mercy, O Lord, and your kindness from of old. For you rescue those who wait for you, and save them from the hand of the enemies. And I sent up my prayer from the earth and begged for rescue from death. I cried out, Lord, you are my Father. Do not forsake me in the days of trouble. When there is no help against the proud, I will praise your name continually and will sing hymns of thanksgiving. My prayer was heard, for you saved me from destruction and rescued me in time of trouble. For this reason I thank you and praise you, and I bless the name of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the God of praises, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the guardian of Israel, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to him who formed all things, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Redeemer of Israel, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to him who gathers the dispersed of Israel, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to him who rebuilt his city and his sanctuary, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to him who makes a home to sprout for the house of David, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to him who has chosen the sons of Zadok to be priests, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the shield of Abraham, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the rock of Israel, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the mighty one of Jacob, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to him who has chosen Zion, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the King of the Kings of Kings, for his mercy endures forever. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his loyal ones. For the children of Israel, the people close to him, praise the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Canticle number 13, a song of praise, begins on page 90 of the Book of Common Prayer. Glory to you, Lord God of our fathers. You are worthy of praise. Glory to you. Glory to you for the radiance of your holy name. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you in the splendor of your temple, on the throne of your majesty. Glory to you. Glory to you seated between the cherubim. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you, beholding the depths in the high vault of heaven. Glory to you. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Our second reading is from Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 to 14. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was made bright with his splendor. He called out with a mighty voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. It has become a dwelling place of demons, a haunt of every foul spirit, a haunt of every foul bird, a haunt for every foul and hateful beast. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornications, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich from the power of her luxury." Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, so that you do not take part in her sins, and so that you do not share in her plague. For her sins are heaped high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her as herself has rendered, and repay her double for her deeds. Make a double draught for her in the cup she makes, as she glorifies herself and lives luxuriously, so give her a light measure of torment and grief. Since in her heart she says, 'I rule as a queen, I am no widow, and I will never see grief,' therefore her plagues will come in a single day: pestilence and mourning and famine, and she will be burned with fire. For mighty is the Lord God who judges her, and the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived in luxury with her will weep and wail over her when they see the smoke of her burning. They will stand far off in fear of her torment and say, "Alas, alas, the great city, Babylon, the mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come, and the merchants of the earth weep and mourn for her. Says no one buys the cargo anymore, cargo of gold, silver, jewels, and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, and scarlet, all kinds of scented wood, all articles of ivory, all articles of costly wood, bronze, iron, and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, olive oil, choice flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, slaves and human life. The fruit for which your soul longs has gone from you, and all your dainties and your splendor are lost to you, never to be found again." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A song to the Lamb. Splendor and honor and kingly powers are yours by right, O Lord our God, for you created everything that is, and by your will they were created and have their being. And yours by night, O Lamb that was slain, for with your blood you have redeemed for God from every family, language, people, and nation a kingdom of peace to serve our God. And so, to him who sits upon the throne and to Christ the man be worship and praise, dominion and splendor forever and forevermore. Our third reading is from the Gospel of Luke chapter 14, verse 1 to 11. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. Just then, in front of him, there was a man who had dropsy. And Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, "Is it lawful to kill a man who had dropsy?" And Jesus asked the lawyer and Pharisees, "Is it lawful to kill people on the Sabbath or not?" But they were silent. So Jesus took him and healed him and sent him away. Then he said to them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that has fallen into a well, will you not immediately pour it out on a Sabbath day?" And they could not reply to this. When he noticed how the guests chose the place of honor, he told them a parable. "When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor. In case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host, and the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, 'Give this person your place,' and then in disgrace you will start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down go and sit, go, give this person your peace. Invite it, go and sit down at the lowest place so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up at the higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humble, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Apostles' Creed begins on page 96 of the Book of Common Prayer. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of sins, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Suffrage B begins on page 97 of the Book of Common Prayer. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Govern them and uphold them now and always. Day by day, we bless you. We praise your name forever. Lord, keep us from all sin today. Have mercy upon us, Lord, have mercy. Lord, show us your love and mercy, for we put our trust in you. In you, Lord, is our hope, and we shall never hope in vain. Let us pray. Record us for the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed sins in all virtues and godly living, that we may come to those inseparable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God in glory everlasting. Amen. Accorded for the renewal of life. O God, the King eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning, drive far from us all wrong desires, incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide our feet into the way of peace, that, having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Accorded for peace. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, truly trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries through the might of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. He called it formation. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers, which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray for those on our parish prayer list. For Lou, Sari, Lenore, Sandy, Joe, Vivian. Let us pray also for those who have departed this life from our parish community. Amanda, John, Shannon, Elvin, Phyllis, Robert, Karen, Alan, Robert, and Chris. Let us pray now the general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.